Now back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. I got tired waiting, wondering if you were ever coming around.
My faith in you was fading. 12:35 here, Midday Grind, 590 The Fan, live from the Kirkwood Studios today. Martin, Chuck, and Strick go until 1 o'clock. My guy Scott Hummel checking in with us, our little haven. He's the grand poobah over there. And we've been telling you about Pietro's every Wednesday in October. If you go to Pietro's, South City spot, great spot over there. They're helping raise money for our little haven. And then last week, you see the news item. Somebody robbed our little, or the Pietro's, which affected our little haven. Scott,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, Scott, we're trying to do good work here. What? My simple question to you, what the hell's wrong with people?
I don't know, Martin. Good morning. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys?
We're great. Good. We're good. So what exactly happened? And it's a huge bummer, but I'm encouraging folks, let's get back out there, support Pietro's, but also our little haven.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. We all do. You know what? It was crazy. And the Iabaldi family has just been extraordinarily generous to our little haven for a long time. And they've been doing this anniversary special. Gosh, this is probably going on 10-plus years. So every Wednesday in October, they opened, I should know this, in the early 60s. And so they have a throwback menu with a couple of items every Wednesday in October, which is their anniversary month. So it's like, I'm looking at their note here. It's like $5.95 for a sirloin strip steak dinner or chicken a la Pietro. Mm. And then they encourage people and invite people to put in our lovely envelopes on the table what they would have spent, you know, at a typical meal, which Pietro's isn't that expensive anyway, put it in the envelope for the kids and families that our little haven serves. So it's been remarkable several years, 10-plus years that they've been doing this. And then poor Marianne and John and the family called, I guess it was Friday morning, and they had been robbed overnight. Now, fortunately, as they keep saying, and of course everyone agrees, and you know, it was after hours, it was closed up, nobody got hurt, right? So that's the important thing. But their neighbor Brasi's got hit as well. Of course, Pietro's is a little more closer to our heart just because they've been so generous and believe in what we're doing. So the Iabaldis called Friday morning, like, oh my God, would you believe this? You know, and nobody got hurt, but they wiped them out. And the facts, I don't know past that. But unfortunately, that getting wiped out included, and they're just beside themselves, of course, because all the envelopes and, you know, a ton of it is in cash because people, you know, pay their bills, get the cash, and then put the rest in there as their gift to our little haven. It's gone, right? And we're like, oh my goodness, you know. And you know, Martin, we've talked about it before. We're not expectational. We're invitational. So, you know, it is what it is. And it's just a shame that somebody did this, right? So they started talking to their friends and neighbors and what have you. So, you know, people are coming. They mentioned your comments a couple different times. So people are listening to you guys as well. And they're trying to make up the difference because it's cash, of course, you know, and unfortunately there's some checks in there too, which I think will fix itself because they're not going to try to, the bad guys aren't going to try to cash the checks. But, you know, one of our colleagues, one of our peers here at our little haven, you know, Mike Bollinger, Martin, and our CFO, of course, as our CFO, he says, well, you know, the rest of the community should just be looking for dollar bills with fettuccine sauce on them. Right. You know,
easily identifiable.
That's how we're going to find out who did this. That guy right there did it.
Well, you know, the great thing about St. Louis is everybody kind of rallies when they hear a story like that. Hopefully folks make it by there today, tonight. Pietro's on Watson, South City. They've been great supporters of our little haven over the years. And so we've got a couple of Wednesdays to go here in October. Make your dinner plan. Stop by there tonight. And don't let crime win, Charlie. That's my motto today.
100%.
Okay? We don't let crime win.
Crime don't pay.
Crime don't pay. OurLittleHaven.org. More information. Scott, great to talk to you.
Thanks, Martin. Talk to you guys later.
It is unbelievable. Last Thursday, Charlie sends the picture. Fox News is over there at Pietro's after they got robbed. And Chuck's like, oh, there's Martin spreading the word. And there the criminals. You know what the criminals are tuning into? We can't help it. Mike Shannon hears us talking about Fast Eddie's. The criminals are listening to us talk about Pietro.
So from now on, when we start the show, instead of hello workers,
hello criminals.
Hello criminals.
Sad to say. We rejoin Andy Strickland, 62 Blue.
He's back.
Who, by the way, we were going to get you a vanity plate earlier. We mentioned this with Frank because I was behind a car yesterday and it just said lawyer. That's all it said on their vanity plate. Mm. That's really weird. So what would ours be? What would Frank's be? And then we decided.
People still do that.
Yeah.
Do
Iggy that? Says Iggy.
Okay.
Especially
again,
Illinois.
Do people still do that?
Illinois. Real people.
I would imagine he did that a long time ago and he's just carried it on.
How about Plowsy saying he tried to get Plowsy and it was taken? I'd never heard that before. Did you know he tried?
I can see that. A lot of farmers up there in Illinois. I'm telling you, when I moved from Ohio to Bradley, I had never seen so many vanity plates in my life. And I'm thinking Illinois must be cheaper or easier to do because everybody in Illinois has the vanity plates.
So we decided 622 blue was the answer, okay. But we have to go BLU for it to fit.
Okay.
So you
get six numbers. Is that what it is?
Hockey
letters,
Bob wrote in when we weren't interrupting you and said that it can't be seven letters. It has to only be six.
Okay.
For the vanity to work.
Yeah.
I think Strick, S-T-R-I-C-K, Strick works.
Nasty.
Strick.
O-D-S.
S-T-R-I-C-K. A couple of notes from today. Mizzou basketball. I know you're a big Mizzou guy.
Yes, I am. Ranked, they predicted to be ninth in the
Ninth
conference?
In the SEC.
People know nothing. These country burgers are so out to lunch, it's unbelievable.
Well, it sounds really jarring. The SEC is better. If you look at the roster, now Jontay Porter's back, Tillman's back, Perrier, senior year, but it's a really young team. Lots of freshmen on there. So.
Yeah.
If I'm Konza Martin, this is the best thing that's ever happened. Now my team's pissed,
yeah.
And maybe my AD has low expectations. Hey, we finished seventh. It's a win.
I got them finishing fourth.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. In the next 8 years or this year?
No, by the way, I don't have the Cardinals winning the World Series for 20 years, by the way.
Aww. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because here's my thought process on that. And
20?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think it's going to be difficult because you look at when they had their great run and they drafted Pujols. 13th round, they made all these trades to acquire great players. Edmonds, Roland, Larry Walker, Carpenter, Wainwright. They drafted Molina, right? So it's either you got to draft a championship team, but the idea of hitting a home run on a lot of these trades that were made after the trade deadline. I mean, Walt Jocketty was amazing at that. Mo carried that on as well. I just think it's just unrealistic. It's going to be difficult. Now, maybe it won't be 20 years, but you know, making those type of trades and then attracting big-time free agents that are going to help you get over the top is just so difficult. You know, back in the days of players who are now in their 40s, I think they were more enamored with the idea of playing in St. Louis, with the tradition here, playing with that fan base. I don't think these guys who are now in their mid-20s, I don't think they care anymore.
I agree.
I don't think that matters. I don't think they even know. It's not important to them. And I just think, you know, based off of where things are at right now, unless they have a salary cap one day down the road with baseball, whatever, they got a big-time challenge ahead of them.
I like how we all read the tea leaves, though, where it's, well, he's married. Doesn't seem like he parties a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
And then even the morning after, I think the cat was joking about, Bryce Harper likes to fish. You can fish anywhere you go.
You can fish
it's
anywhere.
Funny because we basically
maybe Shannon will call him.
Yes.
We basically say, if this guy's older with a wife and a family, maybe he'll come here because it's so boring. That's right. Kind of what we're saying.
Our bar is really low. But I like what you're saying, Andy, because now Mozella can say, well, I agree with Andy. I mean, in the next 20 years,
well, he wouldn't. He
maybe
and I,
we'll win
he's,
one.
Listen, he's on my staff. He and I are very tight, and we run into each other at Schnucks quite often. So
once.
He would, no, a couple times. And he would, and we've run into the local gas station we've run into. He was getting sidewalk salt.
It's important. Yeah. Don't want to flip there.
Yeah, so I like Mo.
Let's hope Mo gets his footing this offseason.
I believe in Mo, but you're going to, I mean, even like Manny Machado, for example, I mean, he was the third pick overall. You want to get like a player like that, but then the idea of keeping that player into their third contract, whatever, it's very difficult to do nowadays.
Pay them the most. It's actually not that difficult in free agency. There's usually a price point where that person says yes.
Yeah, but you're competing. Listen, everyone's around the same ballpark. So if the idea for a guy who's 26 to make $300 million in St. Louis versus Chicago, New York, L.A., I just don't know if that's necessarily how to really put into words how big of a disadvantage that is for somebody who is 26, married or single.
Do you think the Cubs are motivated at any percentage, what's your percentage, to sign Harper because they want him, they like him, they feel they need to do something bold. Their offense was stagnant down the stretch. Any part of the Cubs would do it also to make sure he doesn't end up on the Cardinals, because that's something that could shift the power maybe for the next 5 or 6 years. Do you think that's even a factor for Chicago?
I think they're at the point now where Milwaukee's a bigger concern for them than St. Louis, okay? Who's playing baseball right now? It's Milwaukee. Who knocks Chicago out? It's Milwaukee. That's a bigger concern. I don't think St. Louis is a concern. And, you know, I think they've got a little bit of swag right now with their GM, with their manager, with some of the other players they have on the roster there in Chicago. Not to mention you play in Wrigleyville, man. It is a – every visiting ball player loves going to Chicago to play there for a three-game series. I bet you it's
– except the visitors' clubhouse.
Well, maybe that. But they're in the home clubhouse. I bet you it's one of, if not the most – you know, in terms of the favorite cities for ball players around the league when they travel.
I think that the Cubs, having won a World Series in 2016, getting to the NLCS last year, I don't think they're looking at a Cardinals team that hasn't made the postseason the last 3 years. I think they're looking at
But keeping Harper away.
How do we win a World Series? And they're not competing with the Cardinals right now to win a World Series. They're competing with the Astros, the Red Sox, the real powers of baseball. Let's be real, the Cardinals have not been a powerhouse of baseball for 3 or 4 years.
I agree. I'm not saying the Cardinals are a threat to the Cubs at this point. I'm saying, is Harper to Chicago even more enticing to them because they're hearing from Boris or whomever that there's a ton of money on the table from the Cardinals? So any motivation, say, not only do we want him, we'd rather he not end up there because we don't fear them, but if he goes there, they're definitely better. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, and that'd be a nice added bonus, I think, if that's the case. How about that?
That's fair.
How about that?
How about that?
You agree with what I'm saying, though. I can tell.
Well, I forgot what you said.
Well, no, I agree.
Ulf Samuelson, what was it?
Shell Samuelson.
Adam put.
Shell, I'm sorry.
And Ulf.
You saw John Mozeliak at the Shell station also?
Shell Silverstein Road Place.
At the BP. Used to be Amoco. I still call him Amoco. It's like Riverport. I'll always call it Riverport.
I think we all agree that the Cardinal allure doesn't bring players here anymore.
No, we don't all agree.
I mean, in this room.
There's a lot of people who still believe.
No, in this room.
Correct.
I'm saying.
But it's also, it's the product on the field. Go back to 9, 10, 11, 12. Mm-hmm. Smoltz comes here. They trade for Holiday. Then he signs. Carlos Beltran, who is still really good, signs here. Lance Berkman, at the end of his career, still productive, signs here. It was because the Cardinals were very close to winning a World Series. Well, I think if they're a 95-win team, you're going to see players wanting to come here to win a ring. Right now, they're an 88-win
team. I think having Tony here helped that. I think having Albert Pujols here, knowing you have a generational superstar talent here, because you're right. You want to be in a position to win, but it's about getting those guys here via trade and having them fall in love with the surroundings and being here and being a Cardinal and all that. To get them to sign. I'm not saying if you weren't to, if you got a superstar here via trade, and all those guys you just mentioned for the most part were at the tail end, except for Holiday, you know, but you get them here, then they like it here, and you know what, then they sign. But, you know, I mean, Woodie Williams, another guy who they brought on board, you know, after the trade deadline, who ended up, you know, they got these guys for peanuts for the most part, a lot of these guys, and they end up being very, you know, good players.
You know who's ranked number 18 in the country? Huh? How about the cadets of CBC? You see Max Preps, recent rankings, 18th in the country, the football team, averaging 55 points a game. Just took on the Hawklets of Rockhurst, beat them. They're going to Columbus, Ohio this week, Chuck.
Who's 18? Because Parkway North just now got top 10.
Is Strick on a delay over here?
Record.
Are you talking about locally?
Parkway North is rallying in Bob Bunton's final season there.
They've won four straight. They have the toughest schedule in the state.
Speaking of purple.
They play Miller Career Academy, first time in program history. They play Miller Career Academy. Where is that, by the way?
It's the old Vachon, I believe.
Oh, is it?
I believe it's the old Vachon on Grand Avenue.
They've got four different ball carriers who like average like 8.3
per carry. Did you Wikipedia career? Miller Career?
Per carry combined on their roster. So they've got some guys who can certainly carry the rock. But
what are you talking about?
But I like Jelani Williams and my crew to come through once again.
Okay. So there's another team that wears purple, than Strix Parkway North. That's
Eureka?
CBC. Oh. Cam Jansen's got Eureka. We're purple squad here. What was Whitmer? Blue?
Whitmer.
White and blue.
Maize and blue. Just like Michigan, unfortunately.
I can picture
I love that. I love Michigan's colors, man.
So the Cadets are 18th in the country. They're going and taking that 7-1 record up to Columbus, Ohio. They're playing teams from around the country. It's great for the kids. Congrats to them on that national ranking. If you're interested in finding out more about CBC, just go to cbchs.org. Chris Raby had the call last week on the Cadet Student Network.
Oh, sweet. CBC. Is he going back to school or what?
He's in class.
I mean, he took somebody's job, some poor junior in high school who was hoping to call the game.
I was hoping to call the game today.
Touchdown, Cadet.
Get out. Raby's here.
Hey, what do you think of CBC, Jason Witten on Monday Night Football?
.com, but you can also call CBC at 985-6095.
Yes.
The admissions team waiting your call. Get your eighth grader signed up for that official eighth
Love CBC,
visit.
By the way. Their facilities are incredible. And the turf they use actually is from the old New Orleans Saints back
in
the day.
True. Remember that? Yeah,
I did a story on that.
Yeah, I love CBC. Great location, great facilities.
Lock it out. There you go. 3-2-1. Yes.
Jason Witten. And Booger McFarland, who is still talking. I think he talks in his sleep, by the way. Your take on the new Monday Night Football crew. The worst thing John Gruden could have ever done. I love John Gruden in the booth. I don't really need him to be coaching.
He got $100 million.
I realized he was still making $7-8 million a year.
He got $100 million.
I get that.
$100 million
guaranteed.
10 years.
But he's got to be there for 10 years.
So I haven't heard a lot of the Monday night since that was a question. I haven't heard a lot of it. I'm sitting at my desk. Yeah. Chuck, no, I don't like people that talk too much. No offense to anybody.
Oh, here it is. Jessica Mendoza. You don't like him in the broadcast booth. Okay.
But I think Booger McFarland talks
pretty good, but she like. It's
talks
like,
too much.
She just starts like busting out stuff. You're just like, whoa! Like she's talking about two seniors.
Martin's least favorite broadcasters.
No.
Jessica Mendoza.
No.
Lisa Byington.
No.
Beth Moens.
No. Hannah Storm.
Leslie Visser.
Leslie Visser.
Who's the girl
I guess.
Who's the woman that does the play-by-play for like the first
Pam Ward
Monday night game?
Beth
of
Moens.
The year.
Beth
is that
Moens.
Who that is?
I grew up listening to Beth Moens covering the Purdue Illinois.
She
noon
wasn't doing
play by play.
She always did the games after game day on ESPN.
No, she did.
Can
she
you
did
do her
Big
play
Ten
by play?
Football going back like 15 years.
Yeah, you can. I know you can.
No, one of my favorites
you
is Linda Cohen. True
She's
story.
Great.
Love Linda Cohen.
Linda Cohen, one of the best sports center anchors ever.
Yeah, I like Michelle
Huge
Tafoya.
Huge Rangers fan. Michelle Tafoya is very professional.
Thank you.
And she's very good.
Booger McFarland talks a little too much. That's all I'm saying. That's
but
one of
like
my.
He freaks out too. Like
I can't call a grown man Booger.
That's
no,
funny.
I've got an issue with that too. And he sits on like this construction site on the sideline.
He can't go. He doesn't do heights. Isn't that what it
no,
is?
He's way up there.
No, but he can't go up into the booth.
Oh, is that why he doesn't go in the booth?
Isn't that weird?
Are you kidding me?
No,
and they
that's
still
true.
Hired him. They couldn't find somebody else. Okay, well, you know what, Booger? We appreciate that, but we're going to go with somebody who
great
can
audition.
Come in the booth.
We really would like to hire you. Okay, I forgot to tell you guys.
He's
I can't
like,
go to the booth.
He's like, yeah, but you know the great thing about him is he can actually play. He sees it. He gets ready. He gets ready in the morning. He watches the film, too, and he comes and he puts it on tape. It's like, whoa. He's just like, this goes crazy. Booger McFarland. He
it's
just very a lot of energy there. And Jason Witten is kind of like, he makes up things. He's like, yeah, I think he just pulled a rabbit out of his head. I think that was the big controversy this past
rabbit,
week.
I think he even tweeted out.
He's
about
having fun with it.
A rabbit out of his head.
But he's got some credibility. He's just got to, you know, listen, that's a big-time job to go into for the first time. I think he's got a chance to be very, very
I
good.
I think the Tony Romo success
has fooled
network executives that you think you can just grab a guy and immediately put him in the booth and he's going to be a star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be great if Jason Witten were on like the sixth best team, broadcast team on CBS or Fox, does some games for a while, you're like, God, this guy's pretty good. Oh, he's getting better. He's really good. And then he ends up on Monday Night Football. That's probably a better succession, but they also wanted
but
the name because Joe Tessitore, the play-by-play guy, I think is pretty good. Is not a big name, so I think they had
the last
to have
couple of weeks,
Witten.
Though they grab a hold of one storyline and they don't let it go the entire game. Like it was Drew Brees a couple of games ago, and I know he broke the record and whatever, but they wouldn't stop discussing over him over and over, and eventually it gets to the point where they're just repeating themselves. And they did the same thing this past Monday with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it was just like the Aaron Rodgers love fest. And
well,
they don't get into calling the game.
I don't know. It's hard to get away from that story.
No, it's not.
Drew Brees
not.
Broke the all-time passing yardage record.
I understood that one. But this was going on the entire – I understood that. But Aaron Rodgers, even before he really caught fire in the second half, it was just going on and on and on. How much respect they had for him and what he means to the game and how great he – you know, whatever. We get it. We get it.
Just watch with the volume off. That's what I do half the time.
Do you?
Yes.
Especially on those hockey intermissions. Is that when you usually?
No.
Take it back.
That's not nice.
That was not nice.
We got a good feature tonight, by the way. A two-part feature.
David Perron.
Tyler Bozak.
Oh. People were guessing.
Yeah, they were guessing who that is. I should have put a different one, actually. I have a younger one of him. But Bozak plays in game career game number 600 tonight.
Ooh.
And then
this is Martin's thing.
And then yeah, you've talked about that in the past.
Who cares?
And then he returns to Toronto Saturday for the first time.
That's more interesting.
You know, he played
Maple Leaf.
Yeah, he played there for 9 years with the Maple Leafs. Had a lot of success there individually, played with some great players.
So be his 200th game in the building.
So you know, Bert Godin, you know, God bless
him. Sharpening skates.
Yeah, he's always telling me, like, how many games it was for him. He'd be like, this is, like, my 2,542nd game. I'm like, how do you keep track of all that? It's amazing. But love Bert. But Tyler Bozak, part one tonight, and then part two will be on Saturday.
Is it a cliffhanger? Like, does part one end with?
To be continued.
Part one, and then if part two begins with previously with Tyler Bozak.
And he asked like a really important question. They cut to black. They just fade to be continued.
You guys are just a bunch of little comedians, aren't you?
Have you ever committed a felony? And he starts to answer like, that's coming up on Saturday before they play the Leafs.
Find out Saturday.
Strick, great to see you. Blues tonight.
Great to see you.
5:30 coverage, Fox Sports Midwest. Also, announcement today: Fox Midwest going to do a lot of Billiken games this year, which is good to see more of that. It's going to be a good product. Strick, we'll see you on Friday.
I mean, Frank's making the Billikens out to be like, I'm sure you guys are too, like the 1970 UCLA Bruins or something. You know,
so I'm excited. We got nothing else to get excited about.
Yeah, right. No, I know.
The Blues suck. We have something else to be excited about.
If your team would step it up a little bit,
yeah.
So Mizzou, you know my Mizzou.
No, your team, the Blues. 6-2-2 blue.
Well, Mizzou's basketball is my team.
Yeah, they're not going to be good.
How about Drew Locke? You have anything to say about that? Or
we talked about him a lot yesterday.
We're kind of locked out.
You had him as a Heisman candidate.
No, I didn't. Oh, for God's
you
sake.
You referred to him as a Heisman candidate.
He was on the Heisman watch list.
Yeah,
not mine.
But you should have been smart enough to know that not mine. Even to use those
first
words
of all, no.
In the same
a senior quarterback who threw 44 touchdown passes as a junior, to say that he wouldn't finish, let's say, top 10 in the Heisman, that was absolutely
I have a bet with Coos that he won't go in the first round. Now, the only reason he might go in the first round is because I'm sure he'll have a great workout with no pressure on him, you know, and he can deliver a football. He can throw a football. And he meets all the intangibles with the size and all that. You know, but you know, if you can't throw
size
a touchdown
like
pass against Georgia, Scallops. You know, how are you gonna do when you face the Dallas Cowboys? I don't know.
No, I'm just sort of sick of the conversation about Drew Locke.
Oh, really? Because it's not meeting your narrative?
No, I don't have a narrative. I never had a Drew Locke narrative.
Heisman candidate.
He was on the Heisman watch list. I didn't make that up.
He's like 30 years old playing college football.
Oh, for God's sakes. All right, more of this.
Clown.
Okay, it's always been
Friday on the slop.
Looking forward to
Schneidorf's at 4 o'clock. I'll have the beat writer from the Winnipeg Gazette.
Joining me Friday.
Now working for the Maple Leafs, I believe.
Doing some stuff.
Nearly ended up in the Blues broadcast booth this offseason.
Almost did,
How about that? Fast Eddie's, that's where we need to go, guys. The doors are opening at 1. They've got the cheap eats. Great place to watch the Blues game tonight. Grab your buddies. Grab your wife and kid. No, you can't bring the kids. My bad. Careful. 21 and in the mood. That's part of the fun at Fast Eddie's. Great place to watch a Blues game. Get that first period food. Then by the third period, going back for a Fat Eddie burger. The peel and eat shrimp. Great food, cold beer, fun times always. You might run into Mike Shannon up there. You never know. Watch the Blues game, watch the Mizzou game, live music on patio. This time of year is perfect. Outside, it's in Alton, Illinois. You've heard all about the Bon Air. If you've never been, head that way. We got our big watch party coming up soon, Chuck.
We'll be there
Don't
soon.
Don't forget.
What are you watching?
We're all
Someday.
Going. We're going to watch a Mizzou game. Watch Drew Locke. Go to town. No, we're going to go up
against
watch
Memphis.
A Saturday football game. We've got to get it on the books. Got to get Kenny Wallace coordinated. Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. Stop by. Tell me, heard Martin talking about the great food and the great fun you can have in Alton. Strick, we'll see you Friday.
Always a pleasure.
Live tomorrow for the rest of us at Schnucks in De Pere.
For bringing me down. Congratulations. Now I'm sorrow bound. Congratulations. You got how good you must feel.
Monday through Thursday nights from 6 until 7, it's the Cam Jansen Show.
I'm going to start off with the weak defending and poor D-zone protection. Ooh, blah. Man, oh man, some of these plays were just hemmed in the zone. Guys falling down. 3 chances to get the puck out of the zone. Not communicating, scrambling all over the damn place. Yeah, man, that's what I saw.